So Shishi of Vayishlach opens the Medias Res in the middle of the communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yaakov in Beit El. It begins at the end of Chamishi, Vayera Elokim El Yaakov Od, Bevomi Badan Aram, Vayivarech Oso. Vayomer Lo Lehim Shimcha Yaakov, Lo Yikarei Shimcha Od Yaakov, Kim Yisrael Yashemecha, Vayikra Shemo Yisrael. Vayomer Lo Elohim Ani El Shaddai, Pirei Rivei Goy Kahal Goyim Yemimekom Lachim Mechalatzach Yitzehu Shishi Vesa Aretz Asher Nasati Lava Mitzchak Lechad Neno Lazarcha Charecha Tein Esa Aretz, a reiteration of the Birkas Avram VYitzchak Birkas Aretz Vayal Milav Elokim B'Makom Asher Diber Ito Rashi Eni Yodea Mamelam Deinu, reminiscent of Rashi at the end of Parshas Toldos of Rivka, Em Yaakov, Esa, the same language. But here, you know, well, we should go one pasuk further and hopefully, with all due humility, try to develop a direction. Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva, Bamakom Asher Diberi To Matsevet Aven, Vayasech Aleha Nesech, Vaytok Aleha Shaman. So we have a reiteration of the exact phrase that Rashi was struck by, Bamakom Asher Diberi To. And the next pasuk, Vayikra Yaakov Hashem HaMakom Asher Diber Ito Sham Elohim Beis El. So it would seem to me that this is, you know, really the closing of the loop. And, you know, Vayitze Yaakov Miber Shava Vayilech Harana Vayivga Bamakom Vayalen Sham Kivah Hashemesh Vayikach Meavnei HaMakom Vayasem Rashi Sa Vayishkav Bamakom Hahu Bamakom Bamakom Bamakom. Right? Vayachalom v'nei sulam utzav arza v'roshom agi hashemayma v'nei malachei elokim olim v'yordim bo v'nei hasham nitzav alav v'yomar. So if you just look at this pasuk, vayal me alav elokim b'makom asher diberito, it is after all the very place where Yaakov had his initial dream, and Yaakov made his initial promise, and Hashem said that he would protect Yaakov, shmarticha b'chol asher teilich, etc. And Yaakov said, it's all coming to fruition. So when the Torah says here, Vayal mi'alav elokim b'makom asher diberito, and then repeats, Vayatsev Yaakov matziva b'makom asher diberito matzev es aven, Rashi says, Eini yodem al milam deinu, that's true. If it were just referring to the place b'makom asher diberito, you know, the right now, well, obviously, you know, where else would a Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, be ascending from? Vayal mi'alav elokim, obviously b'makom asher diberito. That was what was bothering Rashi. But in the context of the Pesukim, that this is bringing the entire story that began at the end of Parshas Toldos. Kum berach lecha, alavan achi charana, right? Vayitzi Yaakov mi ber shava vayila charana, right? Vayivga b'makom, so the makom asher diberito isn't just a reference to now, but I think much more directly is a reference to then, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally ascended off of Yaakov, Vayal me'alav elokim b'makom asher diberito, Vayatsev Yaakov matzeva b'makom asher diberito matzeves aven, and he calls the place Beis El, right? This is the place that Yaakov began the journey well over two decades beforehand, and according to Chazal, you know, more than 35 years prior to this. That is to say that the Torah is pointing out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kept his promise, Yaakov kept his promise. It's now a Beis Elokim, right? Yaakov was protected under the most difficult and challenging of circumstances. And indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now V'nei Hashem nitzav alav ayomar ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Avicha v'Elokei Yitzchak. Hashem is now reiterating, V'esaretz asher nasati l'Avraham Yitzchak l'chadenu zarecha acharecha atein esaretz v'yal me'alav elokim. The God that Yaakov envisioned then is the God who is ascending from over him, from upon him, right now.